Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church for the week of February 1st, 2021. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture for this week is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Hear now the word of God. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Jewish leaders in Jesus' day often fought over the relative importance of commandments. So when a legal expert from among the Pharisees asks Jesus to weigh in on the question, which commandment in the law is the greatest, he was asking a loaded question, hoping to entangle Jesus in his own words. But Jesus' reply made it clear that the law, which they assumed they completely understood, is far from the true purpose of the law established by God and his prophets. Rather than being an external, regimented laundry list of rules, Jesus makes it clear that they are commandments centered on loving God and loving our neighbor. But loving can be hard. Loving those to whom we are committed, who make sense to us, can be hard. Loving those with whom we do not have a relationship, who may not make sense to us, can feel impossible. If love is merely our passive response to others, we are often more likely to be filled with irritation or apathy than moved to love. But the love of which Jesus speaks is not passive. It is something we do. It isn't dependent upon our emotions. It is a choice. It is an action word, and it involves all of our being. To love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves is to make a conscious choice and to act upon it. The easiest way that I have found to turn love into an action word is simply to be present with God in my quiet time, and with another in whatever situation or conversation you might find myself in. Setting aside the noise in my own head takes more intention than I'd like to admit, but this basic gesture can be transformative. We live in a world in which it seems that everyone is clamoring to be heard, which does not leave room for too many listeners. But by being a listener, by simply honoring others with our presence, we can offer grace to a world so in need of it. And not surprisingly, when I am able to get over myself and do this, I find that I am the one who emerges changed. I am the one whose life is enriched. But then, isn't that just like God? In commanding us to love, he is opening us up to all of the blessings he has for us too. O gracious God, thank you for loving us. We love because you first loved us. Thank you for showing us how to love and for offering us grace as we often stumble in the attempt. This week, as we go through our days, open us to the opportunities you have for us to love. Amen.